Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tessful Wondemagnew. When you look into the history of choral music in America, you'll no doubt come across the name Anton Armstrong. He's one of the most successful choral conductors and clinicians anywhere. He has decades of experience at the highest levels of conducting, teaching, and spreading the word about the power of choral music. He's also a great friend and a mentor to me, and I'm so excited to tell you all about him. Anton grew up on Long Island, New York, the youngest of three brothers. He calls himself a true love child because his brothers are 10 and 14 years older than him. His musical roots were planted in the Lutheran Church. Anton was six when he sang his first solo as a member of the children's choir. He also sang in the American Boy Choir, in performance with some of the best orchestras in America and Canada. They even got to sing at the White House. Anton credits those experiences as the thing that lit his fire for choral singing, and he's been lighting souls on fire with choral music ever since. In high school, he got a chance to hear the St. Olaf Choir at Lincoln Center. He told me that it made such an impression on him that he knew he had to sing in that choir one day. And that's exactly what he did. He ended up studying at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, and he eventually made it into the choir himself. And get this, he did his doctoral thesis at Michigan State. And it was called Celebrating 75 Years of Musical Excellence, The Evolution of the St. Olaf Choir. In 1990, Anton Armstrong was appointed professor of music at St. Olaf and the conductor of the St. Olaf Choir. He is now the longest-serving conductor in the choir's 110-year history. Under his direction, they performed across the country and toured internationally 15 times. Anton has brought an international perspective to the choir's music, adding works from Africa, the Pacific Rim, Asia, Latin America, and a collection of Negro spirituals to an already vast repertoire. In addition to his work at St. Olaf, Anton Armstrong is committed to sharing the beauty of choral art with people everywhere, leading choral workshops and festivals, guest conducting and lecturing all over the world. More than anything, Anton sees music as a way to reach out. This is how he put it. The music we make can give hope. It can break down barriers of division. Because when you sing music of another culture and you pay homage in the best way to that music, then all of a sudden it's not them and us, it's we. Amen to that, Brother Anton. Amen to that. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julia Armacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tessfa.